It is the number, and it is 17. 17 has been worn by Liverpool greats like Steve McManaman and Steven Gerrard, and hopefully Curtis Jones. At the time this goes out, he might not even be a Liverpool player. But it's been worn by other Liverpool players as well. Some Liverpool players who've gone on to have good careers, who had good careers before they arrived at Liverpool. And a couple of question marks in there. Maxi Rodriguez wore it too, but we're not going to talk about Curtis. We're not going to talk about Maxi. We're not going to talk about Steven Gerrard, or we're not going to talk about Steve McManaman, because they all did their Liverpool business wearing a different number. A couple of these are a little bit debatable. A couple of them do move, but we will start with the one, I think, that goes the furthest back, Phil, and it's Paul Ince. He was the final piece of the jigsaw, which was one of those great Liverpool cliches that does the rounds. It was the idea that Paul Ince was going to be the final piece of the jigsaw, and it just never, ever, ever shakes out that way for the governor.
I'm just delighted we've started one of these where I actually remember the first one and I can actually have a conversation about them, because I'm usually a bit like, oh, well, yeah, but I don't really remember. Whereas Ince, I remember it massively. I remember him playing for Manchester United. He went to, goes to Inter, and then it's sort of, this is what Liverpool need to make the next step. You need a sort of mature head, a leader, someone who's been there, someone who's done it. And it doesn't really quite work out like that. I don't think he came in and he was a bit, he was probably a bit big time, wasn't he, in terms of how he behaved, how he acted. He falls out massively with Houllier towards the end. And the intention of the signing, I feel, didn't really live up to anywhere near what it was supposed to. It was supposed to be the man who came in and elevated, you know, all the exciting young footballers who'd probably not maximised everything that they had about them. You think about Liverpool in sort of, you know, 96, around that FA Cup final time, there was a season where we finished fourth in a two-horse race for the title, missed Champions League football when we should have got it for the first time ever. And Paul Ince was supposed to be this huge figure who would come in and sort everything, and it just never really came out like that. There were a couple of, you know, there was a equalisers against Manchester United, doesn't he, when we think we've possibly derailed their title challenge that would go on to be part of the treble. But other than that, there was nothing, and I suppose that sort of sums the whole thing up, that his best moment was when he thought he denied Manchester United the treble, and he didn't.